It's past 12 and we continue with the day's biz news roundup. It's reported that Israelis and Palestinians are bracing themselves for more violence after a deadly clash in Gaza, where over 100 protesters were killed yesterday during a march over the relocation of the U.S. embassy to Jerusalem, a move which ignited anger across the Arab world. South Africa has since pulled the country's ambassador out of Israel, as explained by International Relations Minister Lindiwe Sisulu earlier today ahead of her budget vote in Parliament.
The violence in Gaza seems to have started around midday yesterday. We picked it up because we have a very alert alert system, and by 3:30 it had been picked up by Al Jazeera because of the sheer scale of the deaths that were coming out of that area. By 5 p.m., the president and I were working out what to do about this matter, and the first thing we did was to issue a statement, and I read the statement. So the South African government condemns in the strongest terms possible the latest act of violent aggression carried out by the Israeli armed forces along the Gaza border, which has led to the deaths of 40 civilians, and we are told today that the death toll has risen. The victims were taking part in a peaceful protest against the provocative inauguration of the U.S. embassy in Jerusalem. Given the indiscriminate and grave manner of the latest attack on the Palestinian people, the South African government has taken a decision to recall Ambassador Sisa Ngombane with immediate effect until further notice.